Oh, gedane me konenem en shnabe dog. Mi sani na wind nabek minawa.
Wa sekeni wikwe.
Aha, ingi pi te shindam en gedanwe winen anajina. Mi ai gwa ki te shindamong in yo PCs. So this is Nabek, and I'm sitting here with...
Wasekini Wikwe.
Okay, and we're going to talk about language a little bit today. Previously, we talked about a group of words that are known to linguists as PCs, or particles. And these are words we're going to continue with and give some sentence examples and ways they could be used. Now, one of the things we have to be understanding of as you listen to these presentations is that the examples that you're going to hear are just one in 100, maybe even 100 million ways that these words can be used in sentences and phrases can be said. So always make sure, you know, as you're going along and you're using these phrases and someone will come up to you perhaps and give you another idea of how things can be said, that you thank them and you welcome that and you use both of them. So, we're going to talk about these PCs, and again, these PCs are words that stand alone. You don't add anything to them, like, you know, how you would say, take the word bakade, when you say somebody's hungry. If you're going to say, I'm hungry, you would say, mbakade, mbakade, when you put a little m or a m sound on there to denote I. We don't do that with these words. So, like, for instance, we're going to talk about the word apichi. So you wouldn't say, well, let me back up a second. Apichi means very much so something. It's an emphasizer of whatever it is that you're talking about. So you wouldn't say, inda apichi mi gochu indam. You know, I am, you wouldn't say something like that. That's a different word, inda apichi mi gochu indam. I am forever thankful. That's not the word we're talking about. We're talking about apichi. So apichi stands by itself, and it emphasizes whatever you're talking about. What are some phrases that we can use using apichi?
Apichi nimi gochu indam.
Yeah, apichi nimi gochu indam. I am very thankful. I'm in a very thankful state of mind. Mi gochu indam. When you put apichi there, you can put apichi in either place. Apichi nimi gochu indam, or nimi gochu indam apichi. Either way is understood the same. But either way is going to be understood as you're very grateful, very thankful. Apichi nimi gochu indam. Nimi gochu indam apichi. Either way is fine. What's another way we can use it?
Nimin
wendam apichi. Yeah, all the andam words. All of the ways that someone could feel. Yeah, you can emphasize that. You could also say, apichigo imbakade. I am very hungry.
To me, I wonder, what is your understanding of the difference between wenda and apichi?
I don't know that there is one in my understanding. Ni wenda bakade. I'm just hungry. Apichigo imbakade. I'm very hungry. I don't know. I feel like the apichi one is more so. You're more hungry than niwain de bakade. Niwain de bakade, I'm just hungry. Like, I'm hungry, yeah, but if I have to wait for 10 minutes, that's cool. Apichi go nin bakade, like, I'm hungry. You're almost headed towards ngawanandam. Like, you're going to die of hunger. Like, okay, that's exaggerating a little bit. So there's a couple ways that you can use apichi. And we've all heard mi gwech apichi. Apichi go mi gwech. Now, one of the things that you're hearing, I'm putting that little go syllable in there. And all that's doing, it actually does have a function. I know when I first learned these, my instructor at the college was saying, oh, that's ketchup on the hamburger. But it actually does serve a function. Also, I think that was his way of saying, let's not worry about that right now because you got so much other stuff to learn. But the go makes it makes the apichi more of a fact. It emphasizes the apichi. Apichi go It's like, this is true. Very much this is true. Ah, pichigo nimboka de. I'm really hungry. And the fact that I'm very hungry is a fact. It's not just nimboka de go. I'm hungry. But it's stating, it's emphasizing the fact that I am very hungry. Ah, pichigo nimboka de. So that's a little bit of apichi. For some reason, I want to throw that in there when I lead the sentence with apichi. Because apichi and bakade just sounds weird. Apichi go in bakade just sounds a little bit more real somehow. I'm not quite sure. Which one should we talk about now?
Weiweini.
Weiweini. The little bit that I know about weiweini, and we talked about this in our earlier presentation, anything that's carefully, properly, slowly done. Okay, and it also can be quietly too, depending on the situation where you're talking. To tell somebody to be careful, weiweini, that's a proper use of that word, weiweini. And a lot of times I'll hear when people part company, rather than always gigawa ba min min wa, a lot of times you're going to hear weiweini go,
yeah,
or weiweini sana, where they're wishing someone to a safe journey, I suppose you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. Weiweini kitabimose. You know, carefully or slowly.
Yeah.
Weiweini kitaka gigit. Can you talk slower?
Yeah.
You know, that's more of a request, eh?
Yeah.
Mi kinagego is chigate nishinabe. Weiweini is chige. You know, he, whatever the Anishinaabe does, he does carefully. Weiwei ni go get da atun, there's go again. Weiwei ni go get da atun, adu puining. You should carefully put it on the table. Ka win we ka ingi waban da zine il. I have never seen that. We ka meaning the idea of ever. Which I don't even know what that means in English. I'm not quite sure how to even explain that. But that's one way. We kanagi mijin poop. You know, something like, have you ever eaten poop? The answer would be, gawin wika, never. So, or gawin wika, would I even admit it? So, wika is used that way. It's also used for when somebody, talking about lateness, whether it's late in time or late for an appointment. We ka go inge pitagoshin, I arrived late. We ka inna kiki nagashkawa haawinini. Have you ever met? Have you ever met that man? Have you ever met that man? Gawin inna wika kiki gana wabandazin, the born identity. Have you never seen it? So magja is understood as maybe, and sometimes it can be understood as or. But more properly, you're going to hear it used in our neck of the woods as maybe. Magja inda wisin. Maybe I should eat. So, and it can also be like if someone's saying, nishkata saying na, oh, is that guy mad? Yeah, magja, yeah, maybe. Magasha. And sometimes they'll put another thing on the end like Magasha nishkadise duk. Maybe he is perhaps mad. Nishkadise duk. Magasha nishkadise duk. Maybe he is mad. Aha. Misogana iu at the shindamang nongom. Mikwach a pichi pisindau yek. Pegish we dukaku yek. Bungi. So that's as much as we're going to do, and hope this helped you a little bit. And thanks for listening. Aho mi'il. This is Nabik and...
Wasegi Nui Kwe.
Ta-da.